You know how. Stop waiting for life to be easy. Stop hoping for somebody to save you. You don't need another person lying to you. Things don't all add up. But you are resilient. Face some hard facts and you could have an incredible life. That's a more concise way of putting it.
You know what I mean? It wants to show you something. It wants to see how much you can take, how much you can handle of life. You say you love life, you want to live life. I'm going to show you life. Life is beautiful, but you have to accept the good and the bad as being beautiful. You can't accept the good. Oh, this is beautiful. Then we lose some of our life. Sucks. Life is beautiful because life gave us the ability to just know them on our journey in life. We met them. We loved them. We cared about them. They cared about us.
Their passion is all.
So I say, take ownership. Take extreme ownership. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Get control of your ego. Don't hide your delicate pride from the truth. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Take ownership of your mistakes. Take ownership of your shortfalls. Take ownership of your problems. And then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved.
Your past is the past. Do not settle. Do not settle for less. You deserve the best. Do not settle for less. You deserve the best. Forget about your past. Forget about what they said about you. Because it ain't true unless you let it be true. Forget about what happened. Forget about what you did. It was a mistake. Get over it. But if you keep living the way you live, it won't be a mistake. It'll be a habit and it'll be your reality. So forget about your past.
You know, this place makes me wonder.
Yeah, what's that, boss?
Which would be worse? To live as a monster? Or to die as a good man?
And I will tell you something. It hurt. It hurt my ego. It hurt my pride to take the blame. But I also knew. I knew that to maintain my integrity as a leader and as a man, I had to take responsibility. And in order to do that, I had to control my ego so that my ego did not control me. And you know what? I didn't get fired. In fact, my commanding officer, who had expected excuses and finger pointing, when I took responsibility, when I took ownership, he now trusted me even more.
We all do. Because sometimes we don't understand, like, what is this thing? What is my purpose? Why am I here? Why do I have to go through this pain? Why do I have to go through this fear all the time? Why can't it just be peaceful all the time? Then it wouldn't be life. You know, it wouldn't be life. We have to take life at its terms, life on life terms, not our life on our terms. You know, we have to live life on life terms, not on our terms. I'm really happy to be here with you. You have so much courage.
Best thing that ever happened to me was my biological father wasn't in my life. I ate out of trash cans. I'm a high school dropout. I couldn't read. I got a PhD now. What's your excuse? I've been where you've been. My mama got pregnant at 17 years old. My grandma kicked her out the house. I've been where you've been. I never knew at 16 when I was homeless that it would be a blessing. Stop talking about your past like it's bad. Your past is actually setting you up for a phenomenal future, but you can't get to the future because you're talking about the past.
Turn your feelings off when it comes down to you wanting to be better. What that means is when that alarm clock goes off, your feelings gotta go away. It's raining outside, it's cold outside, but you don't want to put those long hours in at work. That's what I'm talking about. Your feelings must go away. When you know everybody's gone home to their families, but you know you want to be the top salesperson in the world, or you want to be the fucking best lawyer in the world, whatever the fuck it is, that's the motherfucker right there you got to be. You can't have feelings about when everybody leaves, oh man, I wish I was going home with my fucking beautiful family. That is true. But you gotta learn to shut your feelings off if you want to achieve greatness. And greatness is only achieved when your feelings about that kind of shit, and let me say that kind of shit, so for those soft people who may be listening to this, don't put words in my mouth. I'm not talking about your fucking family and all that shit. I'm talking about the grind. The fucking grind. Your feelings have to go away.
Instead, they realized that I would never shirk responsibility. And I would never pass that heavy burden of command down the chain and onto them. And you know what? They had the same attitude. Unlike a team where no one takes ownership of the problems and therefore the problems never get solved, with us, everyone took ownership of their mistakes. Everyone took ownership of the problems. And when a team takes ownership of its problems, the problems get solved. And that is true on the battlefield, it is true in business, and it is true in life.
You got a choice, you got talent, you got a chance, and I wanna hear about your environment and what your mama didn't give you and the white man won't give you no shot. You got a chance. Use it while you're still alive. You don't know what death is. You have no idea what death is. Make a decision.
All right.
I think you would give me everything you own in 25 years' time to be the age you are now and as healthy as you are right now. And I think it's a really interesting meditation to think about, right, if you had a time machine, if you were 30 years in the future, if you could be this healthy and feel this good and be this age, you'd give everything materially that you own in 30 years' time to be back here. And just that, just to take that in for a minute, just to take a moment to think about, wow, this is amazing.
When do we do it? Every single week we did one. Every week we bringing it to you. Do what you can when you can. Stop making excuses. Well, I'm gonna get to it later. You know what I'm saying? Not right now. I'll get to it when I can. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. That's why you ain't gonna never reach your full potential because you always putting it off. And I told you before, there's some opportunities that are available today that are not available tomorrow. That there was a window, there was a sale today, and you could have got that jacket for $50. Now you gotta pay $250 for it. Why? Because you didn't get it when it was on sale. So do what you can, when you can. And my final one is as often as you can. Yep, you heard what I said. As often as you can. What would your life look like if you did what you could do? What you could do. I talked about it at Harvard. I was talking to a group of leaders. Leaders, man. I was talking to a group of leaders. And I was just telling these leaders, listen to me. David didn't have much. All he had was a slingshot and five rocks. That's it.
It might be April where you are, and you're expecting nice weather and shit, but it's 20 degrees. So, you might be somewhere where it's too fucking hot. So, you might have sore legs, sore back, sore shoulder. So, the struggle is real. It never gets any easier. You gotta get harder. I was out yesterday. Getting after it. Had one of the best runs I've had in a long time. PR'd that bitch. So, no one cares what you did yesterday. It only matters doing today. Those who take me literally. So, I'm a cheerleader for those who want to be better. Not for those who want to stay the same. Stay hard.
You walk out of this room, you owe yourself. I didn't get here making excuses. So what, my father wasn't in my life? The truth of the matter is, he ain't never come into my life. So what, I'ma wait for the rest of my life for my man to come? He ain't coming. I live in America. I'm an African-American male. They don't treat us the same. It's something called racism. I ain't gonna cry about it. It's probably gonna be racism to the day I die, but I'm not gonna cry about it.
I'm still gonna be a millionaire. I'm still gonna be one of the top motivational speakers in the world. No, I didn't grow up on that side of the town. No, my mama don't have no network. No, I don't know a whole lot of people. No, I'm not at a country club. No, I don't play golf, and I don't plan on playing no time soon. But I'm still gonna be successful. I'm still gonna get to where they are. Why? Because I owe it to myself. And can't nobody stop me but me. And you need to get rid of them excuses, and you need to stop pointing fingers at people. And you need to start pointing fingers at yourself. What did you not do?
Anyone watching this, bro? I don't know what you're going through, big or small. We all going through stuff. I'm right here with you. There's no crying about it. There's no being soft. There's no making excuses. There's no blaming the world. There's no asking for handouts. It's just get up, work, change the situation, go harder. It's nothing. Your problem is nothing. Think of it like that. You ain't died. You ain't paralyzed. You don't have cancer. This is nothing. Your problems are nothing. Fix it. Change it.
Don't fucking come in here unless you got a purpose. Because that purpose will cause your actions to have a result. Today begins. It never ends. Because with the birth of something, when you feel that way, yeah, you can override anyone else's naysay or what your limitations were. Because by the way, limitations, motherfucker, limitations are somebody without belief. And excuses are created because someone needs them. In here, there's no limitations. There's no excuses. Just sweat equity.
Hey, dog, you do realize that this could be the year that you change your life if you just lock in? A whole 365 days ago, day in and day out towards your goals with no distractions. We ain't hearing the excuses no more. Your future is tired of that. 2024 should be an apology tour to all the BS that you did last year. Lock in and change your life. Like your life depends on it. Because it do.
Being ashamed is one of the biggest things that kill people nowadays. In their minds, kill them from moving forward. I'm ashamed of myself. Don't ever be ashamed of anything you've done in your life. Face it, fix it, make it better. We are humans. But then again, if you always think that we're humans, you will always just be a human and always make the same fucking mistakes. You must take this knowledge that you learn from. All this shit is knowledge. So I'm just trying to give people that strength to go in the archives of your life. Because while you're probably fucked up, it's probably something happened to you in your life.
The first thing I need you to do for me, because you can do this. All right, you can do it. It's not about, hear me out. It's not about making excuses. It's about making adjustments. Hear what I'm telling you. It's not about excuses. We all have them. We all got some good reasons for why we're not doing what we're supposed to do. But listen to me. Don't make excuses. Make adjustments. I don't care. We don't have no excuses. I know we didn't go into this. Thank God it's Monday. Secrets to success. We didn't come into this for business. But the reality now, thousands of people are watching us. The reality now is we're not under the radar no more. The reality is we're under the target now. It's bop, bop. We a target now. And so it's not about making excuses. Well, we weren't prepared for this. And we're a small company. We weren't thinking about this. No, let's make the adjustments. It's not about who's right and who's wrong.
Most people use this as an excuse, oh, I couldn't find it, I can't do it, we won't do that. You just missed out on an opportunity to be something better than you are because you can't find something. Get creative, man. It's never going to be a smooth sail. Find something like this, anything, make it work, get through it. That's what life's all about. It's never going to be perfect settings for you to start your course, run your endeavor, do anything else. You got to improvise, man. Don't let society's little hiccups and bumps in the road push you away from the path you want to go. If you want to go that way and something's in the way, knock the fucker down, okay? Don't allow, oh, I couldn't find a strap, so I can't do it. No, man. If that's the way you're going to be, you're never going to cross the finish line. You're never going to be remembered. You're never going to have that superior status, man, because you look for excuses. Look for solutions. That's what winners do. Losers are always looking for the excuse. Where the winner looks for the solution, man. This is can never... I don't know, maybe it'll hold me up, maybe it does, I don't know. I'm gonna go for it though, I'm gonna give it all I had, man. And that's all I can do.
Can't dangle something in front of my...
Take ownership of your mission. Take ownership of your job, of your team, of your future, and take ownership of your life. And lead. Lead. Lead yourself and your team. And the people in your life, lead them all to victory.
Leadership dies in the face of excuses. Defensiveness might feel natural when things go wrong, but it is the enemy of progress. Because you can either project your ego or build trust. but you cannot do both. Own them. Excuses destroy, accountability builds. So which one are you choosing?
You guys have heard of this, the second wind mentality of life. You got the second wind. Well, the problem is, most people, when they go on a run, they never exhaust their first win. They never go to the extreme, to the level of fatigue, where the first win expires, where they realize they didn't even have a second win to begin with. They sit there and make excuses here and excuses there. There is no excuse for not being the hardest worker. Yeah, someone might be bigger, stronger, faster, quicker, younger, whatever else, but there is no excuse to not be the hardest fucking worker there. And when you believe that you have the ability to do something, that the life that you're living right now is going down this direction, you fucking hate where it is, there is nothing else to do but to change direction. A belief that I cannot go that way anymore, I gotta go this way.
We have no valid excuses. And this is not me saying that you haven't had it hard. This is not me saying that you don't have real gripes. But the reality is those gripes create a tremendous story on the back end when you succeed in spite of them. I'm saying that everything great that you've ever looked at in your entire life was built by tired people. And if you want to be one of the great people that builds amazing things, you're going to have to do so tired as well. That is the way it works. Are you tired? Are you tired right now? I bet you are a little tired. That's normal. But guess what you can do? You can still act. You can still execute. You can still work. And you can still be successful. In fact, working when you're tired is what is going to make you successful. So stop with this bullshit about how tired you are. Nobody cares, and nothing great was ever achieved without it. It's a part of the recipe. Being tired is a part of the success recipe. So get used to it.
I figured out all these negative things in my life that were keeping me in this hole. I'm like, I gotta tell people, man, that hang on a second, man. You can fucking achieve the absolute impossible. You don't need great parents. You don't need like a private school. You don't need to have this humongous GPA and all this other shit. What you need is the one thing I talked about in my book, which is straight up brutal work ethic. You have to be willing to outwork everybody in the world. And that's the hard part. That's the hard part. This isn't like some five-step process where you can do these five fucking steps. You're going to end up with this magical world. No. I'm basically teaching you how to callous over your victim's mentality. I'm teaching you how to, like, I did 67,000 pull-ups in training for the pull-up record.
That pain you feel, that's the pain of success. You must be willing to shoulder that pain to get the success. The success is something that's a very lonely path in this world, because few are willing to make that down payment of pain for that future minute of success, the better life. Very few are. And when you get the success, what comes with that is many, many that love you, but the majority will hate you for it, because your success is a spotlight shining down on their missed opportunities, where they came up short, where they didn't quite have it inside and never went back to revisit it, where failure is what stood instead of improving failure for success. Failure is part of the recipe for success. You fail 1,000 times before you succeed. Every single person has. It's the losers that fail once and quit. Every winner has done failed. The loser and the winner both fail. It's just that the winner gets back up and does it again. Very lonely road success is. Know that going into it. But it's the only road that will lead to a life of remembrance.
Most people never succeed in life because they're waiting for conditions to be perfect. They're waiting for the sun to shine, the temperature to be right, all the stars to align, and then have some sort of sign that tells them to go. And I'm here to tell you guys that will never happen. Conditions will never be perfect. Things will never align. There will always be a reason for you to put off what should be done right now for a later time. In today's environment, no one likes to talk about winners and losers, and everybody likes to pretend like everybody's the fucking same, but they're not. Winners are gonna go regardless of what the circumstances are, and losers are always gonna wait until the perfect time. And you understand that the perfect time will never come, which is why they never become anything. Bro, if you would just remove your emotions and your self-pity for a minute and actually look at the motherfucker winning, you'd find out how to win too. And it's real simple. Change a couple little things, bro. You could change your whole life by changing what you put in your fucking brain and what you put in your mouth. You could change your whole fucking life.
All of us are off work today. Celebrate the man who fought for equality for all. While we have a long, long, long way to go, and this world isn't fair, it's fair enough. I see a lot of blacks, whites, women, lesbians out here grinding, getting after it, very fucking successful. So where's your excuse? I see a lot of finger pointing, tons of people blaming other people for different shit. One big thing is this, fear. Fear keeps a lot of motherfuckers from being successful. It keeps you making excuses for yourself. Fear lives one place and one place only, and that's in your mind. Martin Luther King had a dream. Don't let fear keep yours up. Stay hard.
I'm trying to tell you that being tired is part of the fucking game. Okay, so it's not a valid excuse. It's normal. It's a constant. It's part of being human. And if you want to be a high achiever, guess what? You're going to have to acclimate yourself to being fucking tired way more than you're not tired. Successful people understand this, guys. Successful people do not use tired as an excuse. In fact, they understand that if they push through the tired, everybody else stops when they're tired. And so by pushing through the tired, you actually create a gap between you and everybody else that you're competing with. And here's another thing that happens when you're tired. Because no one else ever pushes through when they're tired, and because you're someone that always pushes through when you're tired, you learn this unique skill set that allows you to operate at a high level when you're tired.
It was just be the best version of yourself in anything that you do. You don't have to live anybody else's story. Sometimes people make it seem like you have to have certain prerequisites or a crazy life story in order to be successful in this world. But the truth is, you really don't. It doesn't matter where you come from, what you have or don't have, what you lack, what you have too much of. But all you need to have is faith in God, an undying passion for what you do or what you choose to do in this life, and a relentless drive and the will to do whatever it takes to be successful and whatever you put your mind to.
And what do you have to lose? You know the outcome if you continue the same shit. Why not just commit one time in your life to something? See what happens. There are no losers in the world of passion and commitment to something. No one loses there. The losers are the people that sit the starting line and never initiate. And while you're doing this workout, and you start to hit that adversity, realize people with far less ability than you have felt the same exact pain and continued on. And those people are the role models that we all aspire to be. They were never given that status. They earned that status. They believed it so much. And they have far less potential than you.
You're not going to score on every shot.
Right.
Doesn't mean you shouldn't take the shots. Doesn't mean you shouldn't try to hit the goal. But part of being able to continue to take shots is to have the strength of character to tolerate the fact that in that instance, you weren't on top.
The chronic excuse maker. How do you stop making excuses? This is actually pretty simple. And I said it the other day, and you have to realize, you have to know, you have to accept that all your excuses are lies. They are lies, all of them. Think about the things that you tell yourself, the lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. Taking the easy road and leaving discipline behind. Think about them. You don't have time. That's a lie.
You can understand Kane's point, you know, because people do break themselves in half in life trying to struggle forward, and they're not successes in their own eyes, and they're rejected by other people, and it undermines their faith in being itself. You can understand that, but you're called upon to bring your best to the table no matter what happens to you, and to maintain your faith and your courage, and to aim up There's no excuses. Your past trauma, there's no excuses. Doesn't matter what it is.
You don't know the best way. Who cares? That's a lie. Or you're too old or you're too young. Of course you're too old or too young. Lie. And there's you're too busy. Sure you are. That's a lie. And you're too tired or you're too sore or you're just plain not feeling it. Lies, lies, lies. And the list goes on and on and on. And it doesn't stop if you don't make it stop. So recognize. Recognize the excuses are not valid.
Now take this shit I'm telling you. Watch it over again. Think of it. Are you actually doing these things? Are these things that you are guilty of? And if you are, correct them, put the truth of this podcast into action, and go fucking win. Most people will never get past these three objections that they create in their own mind. And if you can, you will have a massive competitive advantage over the course of your entire life over everybody else. And that's what we ultimately want.
Your excuses will destroy you and take everything that you ever wanted from you. It's definitely not a friend. It can seem like a friend, just like your friend that keeps feeding you drinks at the bar can seem like a friend. But are they really helping you in any way, shape, or form? No, they're not. They're not. So when your excuses make you feel a little bit better about the fact that you didn't execute on what you needed to execute on, then they can make you feel better. But they're not helping you. They're not helping you at all.
This can wait till tomorrow is one of the most effective lies the bitch voice uses. Why is this so effective? Because it's not telling you to give up. It's not saying, hey, bail out on your dreams. It's just telling you to pause until tomorrow, okay? It's not telling you to stop working on your goals. If it did that, you'd be alert to the bitch voice. So it comes in real creepy-like, and it tells you, hey, you did enough today. This can be done tomorrow. And that sounds good when you're tired. That sounds good when you're worn out, right? Man, I have done a lot today. I know I didn't finish exactly what I'm supposed to finish, but this can actually wait tomorrow, okay? And this is why it's so effective.
If you make yourself weak, life is very hard. If you make yourself weak and you suffer stupidly because of it, you will become bitter. And once you become bitter, you will become vengeful. And after vengeful, there is no limit. That's one of the things I learned from studying totalitarianism in the 20th century, because I studied it from the psychological perspective. The motivations of the cruelest Auschwitz guard. What was he up to? Or the person who went and shot up the elementary school in Connecticut. What was he up to exactly? Just exactly where did he dwell and why? It's like, well, weakness made him suffer stupidly, and that made him cruel, and that was just the beginning.
And you look around at your job and your financial situation and your relationship and your physical health, and when you look at all those things and all the problems that you may have with those things, and you say, the reason I have all those problems, and a lot of times our ego rejects that and makes excuses and lies, and then we don't have to change anything.
The ultimate mindset says that I will do the work when I'm tired. I will do the work even if I'm sick. I will do the work even if I didn't sleep well. I will do the work even if I don't feel like it. I will do the work if it's cold outside. I will do the work if it's too hot. I will do the work if no one else wants to do it with me, because I am driven by purpose and duty while others are driven by pleasures and desires. And it is that fork in the road that separates the winners from the losers in life.
I want you to do a documentary on me. Because I will have normal, everyday people picking me apart. Oh, his life is miserable. Who wants to live like that? He looks, it's crazy how he's, it's almost like he's sick, he's psychotic. The most frustrating thing in the world for me is when normal people judge a man like myself on what it really takes to extract.
They're conjured up, they're fabricated, they're lies. And how do you stop the lies? You stop the lies with the truth. The truth. The truth will set you free. The truth will stand, and the truth will deliver you from procrastination and laziness and the downward spiral that comes with a lack of discipline. Don't believe the lies, believe the truth. And the truth is, you have time. You have the skill, you have the knowledge and the support and the willpower and the discipline to get it done. Cast out the lies, burn them down.
So your box becomes so...
An excuse is when you blame something that you could have controlled. And a reason is something that you have absolutely no control over whatsoever. You know, you think like a legit disease. I mean, sometimes people have, they just don't, you can't control that. It happens. But I think, and I think this is the important part, I think that what you will find, especially when you approach the world with an attitude of extreme ownership, and that's that you're not going to make any excuses, you're not going to blame anyone else, is that you actually have a lot more control over things than you think you do.
Greatness from nothing. It takes every bit of who you are if you choose that route. If you don't, Merry Christmas. Do what you got to do. But yeah, all these things for me, like I told you, man, I'm going to keep it real. I'm not coming here to talk about, like, you know, perform without purpose. Because I go through, when I write these books, I try to dumb down David Goggins. How can I give normal people, and I'm normal, but I found something that most don't want to find. How can I speak to people and give them something from this crazy psychotic brain that I've developed? How can I give them that? So I sit down with Jennifer for years and write down, perform without purpose, callous your mind, armor your mind, the cookie jar, the accountability mirror, shit that people can use in their lives.
Listen to me, are you proud of yourself with those bad habits? Okay. When the pain overrides the fear of change, people change. Why were you scared of changing? You don't believe you're possible, that it's possible? Listen, you just gotta get through that shit. I mean, that's just between you and you. Listen, every day you're gonna go to war with your old self. Every day, until you die. It's gonna be a never-ending war. And I love it. And I'm just, you know, it's just, you just have to, dude, listen, like, just, do you like the way you're living right now? And I mean, like, I'm not saying, are you okay? Do you have a good life? I'm saying, like, are you absolutely proud of who you are? And if you're not, change it.
Hard is it hurts your ego. It hurts your ego. It hurts your ego to admit that you have control over things that went wrong. That's, that they're, it's your fault. That hurts your ego.
Mm.
It's also effective because of that. It's effective because you solve problems, like I said, before they even happen. You solve them because you take ownership of them.
Every year I get it, it'd be January, then February. It probably took me about 6 years before I read every single day. And I realized something about who I was as a man and who I was as a person, that I wasn't consistent, right? That I didn't follow through, right? That's what that book did for me. Mm. And so I was like, you know what? One of these days you're gonna have to read a 365 devotional so that people can read it every day and learn about themselves. How dedicated can I be to this small 10, 15 minutes a day? Like, how dedicated can I be to this practice? How often can I do this? Not make an excuse. Even if I don't feel good, can I still wake up and dedicate this 5 or 10? And so for me, it's, can you do it for 365 days? And when you can finally get to that point, man, it's just a total different experience.
It's either you have it or you don't.
Yeah, that sounds like excuses to me. I mean, you got to figure it out, right? If you really have an obsession to figure it out, you will figure it out, right? And every puzzle is constructed differently. Right? AI's situation when he came into the league was different than mine. Mike's situation in Chicago was different than mine, right? Everybody has a different puzzle, man. You just got to figure out your own puzzle.
When things don't go my way, when? When things don't go my way, do you flip back on all the reasons or anything else that you can make an excuse out of? Look, I'm gonna tell you this. If you're gonna win, there can be zero excuses. Zero. Zero, guys. Zero as in zero. You know what that means? Own it all. Own it all. Good, bad, everything.
Excuses. There is no point in making excuses, ever. There is never a moment in time in my life where I feel like an excuse is going to change the outcome of something that's already happened. So I don't make excuses. I hold myself accountable. I take responsibility. Nine out of 10 times. Whether I did it or not, pointing a finger, making an excuse for why things didn't happen the way you wanted them to happen is not going to change anything. So I would much rather just bite the bullet, take accountability, power through, not make anybody else feel bad, not detract from progression, and move on. No excuses. No excuses. Even if it's for yourself, no excuses. That's a motto I like to stick to. Excuses were designed for regression, not progression. So don't regress. Stop making excuses and get after it.
Our team to prepare ourselves for, you know, this opportunity, but really all I'm focused on is the mindset that it's hard to get to the top, it's hard to win championships, it's even harder to stay there. It's all about the group that you go to work with every day, the people that are on your right and your left, and holding yourself accountable to each other. And at the end of the day, we know this isn't gonna last forever, but we're going to enjoy the ride until it ends, and we're going to treat every day with as much integrity as we can. And I think that's what's made us successful, and hopefully will keep us, you know, right where we are for as long as we can be there.
Think about this. Steve Jobs was in his 20s and teens when he started. Bill Gates, Mark Cuban, Kylie Jenner. You talk any entrepreneur that's out there today that you know pretty well, most of them started young. Jay-Z started young. LeBron James started young. Why is it that you can't start young? Steve Jobs did, I did, Cuban did, Bill Gates did. There's thousands of entrepreneurs. In fact, the list of billionaires in the country gets younger every single year, as do the millionaires. You want to know why? Because of these things right here. Technology, your phone, your iPad, social media allows people at any age to win, including preteen and teenagers.
Stop making excuses. Simple as that. You can make a million excuses why you didn't work out this morning. You can make a million excuses why you missed your wife's birthday. You can make a million excuses why you didn't get that raise, why you didn't take that leap of faith. You can make a million excuses, but you know deep down inside, and consciousness is eating away at you, that it's an excuse. It's not a reason, it's an excuse. Stop making excuses. And when you stop making excuses, the only alternative is then results. I'm not saying that everything you do, you should be successful at. You will have periods of defeat. But that defeat will be temporary and not permanent, because you will dust yourself off, get back up, and try again. But you first have to stop making excuses in order to achieve the higher level of life that you want.
Dude, I watch people when they walk, and I'm like, that guy's holding his wife's hand. Look how affectionate he is with her at dinner. And then I'll just go do that at dinner. Like, I will just mirror anything. It's called modeling proven practices. When someone's doing something that works, and by the way, my deal is, I'm not gonna reason with some bullshit. Dude, listen to me. People are the biggest victims now. They say
self-sabotage.
Yeah, self-sabotage, but you don't understand. Dude, shut your mouth. That's like, listen, when you talk about addictions, like, my mom's an alcoholic, right? She's a loser. Well, does that mean I'm gonna be an alcoholic? What if your dad beat the hell out of you when you were a kid? Are you gonna go beat the shit out of your kid? Don't be an idiot. If you're doing something right now that doesn't align with like who you wanna be and your identity, you fix it now. And if you don't fix it, I'm gonna tell you this, it just means that you're average.
However, I'm gonna change that narrative. I'm gonna rewrite my story, and I'm gonna learn how money works, and I'm gonna respect money. I'm gonna make more money. I'm not gonna let it control me. I'm gonna use it to multiply my wealth and to multiply the impact and influence I have on the world. I'm gonna be generous with it. I'm gonna be good with it. And I'm gonna teach my kids how to steward money. I'm gonna teach my kids how to grow wealth, have generational wealth, so that I can finally break this curse of not understanding money.
Part of our message in this initiative is no excuses. Government and private sector and philanthropy and all the faith communities, we all have a responsibility to help provide you the tools you need. We've got to help you knock down some of the barriers that you experience. That's what we're here for. But you've got responsibilities too. And I know you can meet the challenge. Many of you already are, if you make the effort. It may be hard, but you will have to reject the cynicism that says the circumstances of your birth or society's lingering injustices necessarily define you and your future. It will take courage, but you will have to tune out the naysayers who say the deck is stacked against you, you might as well just give up or settle into the stereotype. It's not going to happen overnight, but you're going to have to set goals. And you're going to have to work for those goals. Nothing will be given to you.
I don't really try to take myself too seriously at anything. I mean, I try to have a no-excuse lifestyle, so no matter what, how I'm feeling, whether I have crazy energy or I'm a little fatigued or, you know, sore or dealing with an injury or whatever it is, I try to find a way. There's always a way to kind of shift and pivot and make sure that, you know, I can still accomplish the goal that I had set out. So I'm not floating through every day, you know, just feeling my best. At the end of the day, it depends on my work ethic and my sense of perspective.
But I'm either going to use that as an excuse, right? And we talked about that. Number three, stop making excuses. Or I'm going to go, all right, I had a bad relationship with money. We didn't talk about money. We always ran out of money before we ran out of month. However, I'm going to change that narrative. I'm going to rewrite my story, and I'm going to learn how money works, and I'm going to respect money. I'm going to make more money. I'm not going to let it control me. I'm going to use it to multiply my wealth.
I woke up one day and stopped making excuses. I woke up one day and stopped playing the blame game. I woke up one day and looked at the man in the mirror and was like, yo, bro, what are you doing? Wake up. It's showtime. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Come on, Eric. Come on, Eric. What are you doing? With a real Eric Thomas, please stand up. Get up.
But I want to eliminate every excuse and every barrier that you have put in front of you so that I can force you, shepherd you, guide you into the year 2023. And here's why. Because I know that when you level up and become 2.0, that you will begin to look for your sovereignty. You will look for freedom. You will disconnect from the system. You will no longer become obedient to the opposition. You will no longer be susceptible to the brainwashing. But so that you are not dependent on the man, you are not dependent on the system, you are no longer a docile weakling, which is how they see you, because they want to keep you broke, docile, and dependent.
I just, to be honest, I don't like excuses, explanations. You know, my philosophy is to be perfect, to not answer on questions why you did this, why you did that, and have some excuses. I feel shame if I trying to explain you why I didn't win this fight. Just I didn't win, and that's it.